Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Joel is the author of 6 books, including The Money Map and Forced to Retire. He's also been published in Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and The Hartford Business Journal. Johnson Brunetti is the 2016 winner of the Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. You've seen Joel as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin. He is husband to Wendy, father to Brandon, Michael, Joel, and Noah. For some reason, a fan of the Minnesota Vikings. And always happy to share his expertise with us on the air. Joel, how are you this week?
Well, I'm doing good. And hey, the Super Bowl is in Minnesota this year at the brand new, unbelievably beautiful stadium that I cannot believe the Swedes and the Norwegians allowed taxpayers' money to be a part of. But it is supposed to be one of the most amazing stadiums in the NFL.
Spoiler alert, though, the Vikings will not be playing in the Super Bowl.
I don't know about that. There's always hope, okay? There's always hope. Since I was a little kid, I've been disappointed. Yep. So many times. And I remember that game against the Giants where within the first probably 4 minutes, the Giants had scored and gone up 14-0. And that was their year. That was probably, what, about 15 years ago? So anyway, it's got to be like being a Cubs fan. Sooner or later, they'll win. And hopefully it's not, you know, after I'm dead.
Not the 108 years that the Cubs did.
Exactly. So anyway, hey, we have a great show today. Before we get into it, and by the way, we're going to be talking about Social Security today, the myths, the myth conceptions, maybe we even want to call it lies about Social Security. So many people make mistakes the way they claim Social Security because they listen to the wisdom that's given to people that don't have any money. Most of the advice that's given out there is given as if you don't have any other savings or any other investments or a 401k or anything else. So we're going to talk about that today. But before we do that, let's talk about this Equifax fiasco. Here we have a company, Equifax, and I'm sure you've seen in the headlines over the last few weeks that they actually had a data breach, and it is possible, they don't even know for sure, but it is possible that 143 million consumers had their credit breached at Equifax. It's also coming out over a period of time that Equifax tried to fix it without letting the government know, without getting the information out there, so it could be a problem. Now, before you get all nervous and insecure, I want to let you know what my son said, which is, Dad, I hope they take my credit because I don't have any money or anything, and they could actually maybe improve my credit. And it's not that my son doesn't have any money. He just doesn't have any credit cards or anything like that. And so it was kind of a joke. He thinks like he's a typical Norwegian, actually. He thinks like he has no money when actually he's doing a pretty good job saving money. But anyway, with that said, here's just a couple things you need to do. Number one, don't panic. Equifax has set up a website. It's called Equifax Security 2017. Very easy to remember, Equifax Security 2017. You can go on there. You can enter in the last 6 digits of your Social Security number and a few basic pieces of information. They will tell you if your data was compromised. And the next thing to consider is actually doing a credit freeze. You can do a credit freeze on your files. A little more complicated than that. But the first thing to do is just go to EquifaxSecurity2017.com and check that out. And don't panic. Some of the data that was released was not enough to hurt some people. But it just goes to show, and I think our attorney general here in Connecticut was on just a few weeks back on the evening news, on the national news, talking about how they're going to, you know, make sure that people can get their credit frozen for free and things like that with the other credit agencies. So EquifaxSecurity2017.com, that is the website that you want to go to. Let's get to Social Security, shall we? What do you know about claiming your Social Security benefits? How do you know? What's fact or fiction? Should you delay in taking your benefits as long as possible, or are you better off claiming your benefits sooner rather than later? Or does it even matter because you believe the system is on the verge of going bankrupt anyway? You're thinking, I probably won't get much of anything out of Social Security. Well, again, welcome to Money Wisdom. I'm Joel Johnson. We're going to talk about this all show long. There's going to be some times where you can get some additional information, so stay tuned for that. You want to take some notes. You may not realize this, but if you earned an average income over your life, you'll probably collect several $800,000 in Social Security benefits. I was on the Channel 3 News a few weeks back with Kara Sundlin, and we were actually illustrating that the average Social Security benefit is almost like having a $400,000 account. So this is very, very important. That's enough money to get anyone's attention, and it should underscore this, that your decision on how you claim Social Security cannot be taken lightly. If you rely on some of the traditional rules of thumb, some of the misguided notions that are out there in the press about claiming your benefits, you could leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table, possibly more. And so on the show today, we're going to set the record straight. We're going to talk about five specific myths or lies about claiming your Social Security benefits and the strategies that could help you wring every single nickel out of your benefits. So let's begin with myth number one. John, what's that big myth you hear from a lot of young people out there?
Well, and I should also mention, by the way, we've done a show on Social Security myths not that long ago. But guess what? This is a whole new batch of myths. There are that many out there that need to be addressed. So myth number one for today is Social Security is going broke and will leave you with nothing.
And so I'm going to give what I believe in my 30 years in the financial services industry and what I've seen, what I know about politics, which is an awful lot. It's just some basic wisdom here, which is if you're over 50, I do not think you have one thing to worry about Social Security. Social Security is not going anywhere. Social Security is politics' third rail, so it won't be touched. It would be political suicide. Who are the biggest group of voters in the country? It's people 55 and older. So there is a possibility of some cuts or some adjustments or maybe some additional tax that would happen on benefits if you have a very high income. But Social Security remains to be one of the critical pillars of retirement planning. It's really the foundation of your income plan, and it needs to be coordinated with all of your other assets. So everything starts here. It's critical you get the most out of your Social Security benefits. And by the way, if you have questions about Social Security, how could you get the most out of your benefits? How can you pay fewer taxes? How do you coordinate your Social Security income with other income that you're going to be getting or other investments? You can email me personally. Just email askjoel@johnsonbrunetti.com. askjoel@johnsonbrunetti.com. We'll answer every single email we get from our listeners.
Myth number two would be the idea that the Social Security Administration will personally assist you to choose the best options to optimize your benefit. Why is that a myth?
Yeah. Well, let's just think about this. If you think the Social Security Administration is going to hold your hand and offer you any personalized advice based on the rest of your income, the rest of your investments, and how to maximize Social Security benefits and coordinate them with those other investments, think again. They're actually forbidden to give you any personalized advice. From time to time, you may get somebody on the phone or at the Social Security Administration that knows a lot about claiming strategies, but most of the time, they're just answering your questions and they're going to help you trigger your benefits. In fact, I've even sat in my office and called the Social Security Administration with clients there, hung up the phone, called and asked the same question to a second person, and got a different answer. So this is very, very important. So today, let's talk about how you get a Social Security analysis. We're going to actually offer that to you, a Social Security analysis. So today, claiming your Social Security benefits is complicated. It's confusing. There are an infinite number of options as to how and when to claim your benefits. If you don't claim your benefits at the exact right time, or if you don't consider how the decision to start your benefits could impact your investments, taxes, even your Medicare premiums, it could needlessly cost you a small fortune, and by the time you figure it out, it could be too late to do anything about it. The only way to get the most out of your Social Security benefits is with a customized Social Security analysis. It's quick, it's easy, it's simple to understand, and that Social Security analysis won't cost you a dime. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get your complimentary, customized Social Security analysis. Call right now to get that free analysis. It's 1-800-705-1232. Again, it's 1-800-705-1232. If you're in your 50s or 60s, the time to create a strategy for Social Security is now. Don't just think because you're 55, it's too early. It's not too early. It needs to be coordinated and thought through with all of your other investments. So don't cheat yourself out of thousands of dollars in lifetime benefits. Don't reduce the amount of lifetime benefits you get from Social Security and your other investments. call right now for that Social Security analysis. You come in, you meet with one of our team. We'll do that. It's customized to you. That's the key, folks. It's customized to you. Call 1-800-705-1232. You can also text that number and leave your first and last name. 1-800-705-1232. For the first 12 callers, we'll give you that Social Security analysis for free.
Fantastic opportunity if you're not yet retired, or maybe you have retired from the career, but you haven't started your Social Security. If you'd like that analysis for yourself, reach out to Joel and the team at Johnson Brunetti. The number to call, 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. You can call or you can text. Just be sure to send your first and your last name if you text. 800-705-1232 is the number to call. You're listening to Money Wisdom with Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. So when is the best time to claim your Social Security benefits? What assumptions have you made about how much you'll receive every month or how much you'll pay in taxes on those benefits? And how do you really know exactly what is fact and what's fiction? So the truth is, claiming your Social Security benefits is complicated, and that's why so many Americans leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. So let's dive into the remaining part of the list here, the five common myths about claiming your Social Security benefits that could cost you a small fortune, and the strategies, of course, that could help you wring every nickel out of your benefits. Myth number three for today, Joel, is you should claim your Social Security benefits early. As soon as you hit 62, get that money coming to you.
Well, and for some people, that may be correct, but that's certainly not right for everybody. And I know the conventional wisdom is the opposite, is wait as long as possible. We're going to talk about that in myth number four. But myth number three, this myth of grab your Social Security as soon as you can. I think most of us know that for every year you delay Social Security, your monthly payment actually goes up by 7 or 8%. In my book, Forced to Retire, which is the seven decisions you need to make now when you retire, or if you're getting ready to retire, it's called Forced to Retire because so many people are getting offered these early layoffs. But in chapter four, I talk about when to take Social Security, and there's a great chart in there that outlines the benefits, how they work if you delay. Why would somebody want to claim their Social Security benefits right away? Well, if they need the income, that would be one thing. But then again, if you really need that Social Security income for every year you wait, you know, it kind of gives you a little hedge against longevity. Why else? Well, what if you knew you were sick or you knew you had short life expectancy in your family? You don't really want to leave any money on the table. So those are the only few reasons I can think of when you want to claim your Social Security benefits early. Most people should wait at least until full retirement age or when they actually retire from their job. Now, there's also this myth, and let me talk about this, and this is going to be a little contradictory, but myth number four is you should delay in claiming your Social Security benefits. So there we have two myths back to back. One is the myth that you should claim early. The other is you should always delay. Now, it sounds like I'm kind of schizophrenic here. I'm talking back and forth on the same issue. The bottom line is, for people that have saved money, the more money you've saved, the more an analysis could show that you should actually claim Social Security benefits early. So this conventional wisdom out there, just wait absolutely as long as possible because your payment goes up, that does not apply if you've got a decent amount of savings and possibly other retirement income. You may want to leave some of that other money alone and take Social Security early because you don't control Social Security. So here we have myths three and four. They go hand in hand. There's no right answer. Everyone is totally unique, and we all require a different approach. Every one of you requires a different approach. In fact, you could be married to somebody that should claim early, and you should wait. So making the Social Security decision as if it's the only piece of money that you have is going to cause you to make mistakes. Should you claim early? Maybe. Should you wait as long as possible? Maybe. Are you somewhere in between? That's possible too. Just don't buy Money Magazine off the shelf in the grocery store. It's going to say, wait till you're 70 to claim, and just wait till you're 70. That may not make sense. There's opportunity cost on the other money that you might be spending while you're waiting for Social Security. It just doesn't make sense to take a cookie cutter approach here.
Joel, maybe to illustrate the point on this and why it's different for every single person, maybe you can give us an example of a case that stands out in your mind of somebody where absolutely it made sense to start their Social Security as soon as they could at 62. Or maybe the example is from the other end. They should wait until 70 to start it. Why was that your advice and why did it make sense in that case?
Well, I can think of a, we have a gentleman named Matt Pastor. He's our director of financial planning here at the firm and supports myself and the other financial planners, financial certified financial planners in doing backup work and research for us. And he was working for one of our advisors on a couple situation. And I was just happening to be over at his desk. I said, Matt, what are you working on? Let's look at the situation. So here's what they had. We had a couple. They had a 401k. They had a Roth IRA. They had a pretty decent-sized brokerage account with mutual funds in it, and they had their Social Security benefits that they had not triggered yet. And they were retiring, and they had said, well, Joel, we want a certain amount of income. Let's just say the income, I don't remember the exact number, but let's say the income was $10,000 a month. They wanted $10,000 a month of income. So what we've said is they have basically four assets. They have the 401k, the Roth IRA, the brokerage account, and their Social Security benefits. I guess you could call those five assets because they each had a Social Security benefit. And they were going by this conventional wisdom of, Joel, we're going to leave our Social Security alone as long as possible. Well, in asking them some questions, we found out that the longest the husband's father, mother, relatives had lived was about late 60s. I think it was 69 and somebody had lived to 70. So very, very short life expectancy in the family. The spouse, it was a little bit better than that. The second thing we found out is if they need $10,000 a month of income, the choice is basically leave Social Security alone and start pulling the money out of these other accounts, or take Social Security and leave the other accounts alone longer. And so now we start to have a discussion about, well, think about what you're doing if you're spending down your 401k, your Roth IRA, and your brokerage account just to leave Social Security alone. You're spending down accounts that you have total control over, that you could leave to your kids and your grandkids, just to leave Social Security alone, which is an account you have very little control over, and you certainly can't leave that to your kids and your grandkids. In fact, you can barely leave it to your spouse. She gets the bigger of the two checks if you die first. So again, you're talking about by spending down the IRA, the Roth, the brokerage account, and leaving Social Security alone, you're spending accounts that you have total control over and leaving alone an account that really has no asset value. It's just a stream of payments. Now, for some people, they should leave that Social Security alone, but for these folks being good savers, it was better for them to leave alone as much as possible those other three accounts, the 401k, the Roth, and the brokerage account, and trigger Social Security. If they trigger Social Security now, they would get approximately a $3,800 a month benefit, which means now they only have to take $6,200 a month out of their 401k Roth and brokerage instead of the full $10,000. Now, I know that gets a little complicated listening to me explain it. It would be real simple if you saw it on a piece of paper where we can analyze it. But basically, using the claiming Social Security earlier than conventional wisdom strategy, their money lasted an additional 7 years. An additional 7 years, and they paid less on their income in taxes. So very, very interesting when you think these things through. It's so key that you think of Social Security as an asset. And in the case of the couple I'm describing, they had really four retirement assets: Social Security, brokerage account, Roth, and the 401k. We want to maximize each of those assets and coordinate with them together. But if they would have just gone by conventional wisdom, they would have left their Social Security alone as long as possible, spent down the Roth IRA, the 401k, and lost the opportunity forever on those dollars that they were spending while leaving an asset alone that they may not even get the maximum out of because they might not live long enough.
Great example of why you really need to be planning in a way that fits your situation, not something you read in a magazine, not what your neighbor did or your brother-in-law did, but customized planning for your specific retirement income situation. The final myth for today, Joel, about Social Security is that you don't have to pay taxes on your Social Security benefits. Now, that might be true for some people, right?
Well, that's correct. For some people, the Social Security benefit is completely tax-free. Some people pay taxes on 50% of their Social Security benefits, and some people pay taxes on 85% of their Social Security benefits. And here's the thing. It doesn't have to do with how big your Social Security benefit is. A little bit has to do with that, but not the whole formula. A lot of the formula has to do with where your other income is coming from, whether you have earned income, whether you have income from investments, whether you're taking money out of IRAs. That's why it's so important that you have a strategy that maximizes your income and minimizes your taxes. And we've seen situations where people have retired, and for those first few years of retirement, we can actually make all of their income or all of their cash flow tax-free because they can trigger Social Security, and then they can take money out of a segregated account maybe for the first 5 years of retirement that they won't pay any taxes on, while leaving other money alone and deferring taxes on the other money. Think about it. When are you going to spend more money in retirement? The first 5 years, when you're healthy and younger and you can move around a lot more, or ages 80 through 85. You're probably going to be spending less ages 80 through 85, with the exception of if you need long-term care, but you're probably going to be spending less ages 80 through 85 because you can't move around as much. You can't get around as much. My mom and dad, ages 81 and 83, can't do all the things that they want to do physically anymore. So it's key to have the most tax-free income early on in your years. And if you just trigger Social Security and don't understand the intricacy of income taxes on your Social Security benefit, again, you may be leaving a lot of money on the table. So you might not realize this, but again, how and when you claim your benefits and how you coordinate it with your other money is going to impact how much taxes you pay. And by making a mistake on Social Security and the way you trigger your income, you could pay much higher Medicare premiums. I had a gentleman at a workshop 2 weeks ago. We were doing a workshop in Rocky Hill, Connecticut. He came up to me and he said, I don't know what happened, but my mom's Medicare premiums went from $100-some-odd per month to $300-some-odd per month in the last year. Well, that's because he took money out of an account that triggered a higher tax, and it just destroyed not only the amount of Medicare premium he was paying, but it triggered higher taxes on the Social Security benefit. So we want to make sure that the money you're counting on to help support you in retirement is maximized. And it's critical that you take taxes into account when claiming your benefits so you minimize your overall lifetime taxes. Not just taxes today, but let's look at your whole lifetime and make sure you minimize taxes. So let's talk again about that Social Security analysis that every one of you should have. And I mean a customized one. I don't mean some generic one off some mutual fund website that doesn't take into account all your other assets and your life expectancy. At some point, you've received a statement from the Social Security Administration. It shows you right there in black and white, and a little bit of green type on the statement when they used to mail it, but it shows you what your established benefit will be in retirement. Doesn't tell you the whole story, though. If you simply take your Social Security benefits at face value, or if you rely on one-size-fits-all strategies, you could lose tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in benefits and leave hundreds of thousands of dollars, potentially less, to the people that you love. You could forfeit additional benefits that you may not even know about, and you could trigger an avalanche of taxes. Here's the bottom line. No two people are alike. So the only way to get the most out of your Social Security benefits is with a customized Social Security analysis that's designed specifically for you after someone sits down with you, gets your information, hears about your fears, your concerns, and your goals that are unique. You might expect to pay hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for the analysis. We do this absolutely free. We've been blessed as a firm. We don't have to push anybody. You know that we've got offices all over the place here in the Northeast. We want to help you, and we won't charge you one thin dime. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-705-1232 for the first 10 callers on the show today. We'll schedule a time for you to get your custom Social Security analysis, and we'll give you our Money Map retirement plan to coordinate with that. Don't leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. Get back every single nickel that's rightfully yours. Be one of the first 10 callers to get your customized analysis. Call right now, 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. You can also text that number and make sure you leave us your first and last name, and we'll get back to you and set up a time. 1-800-705-1232.
Great opportunity again, 800-705-1232. Call or text. Be sure to include your first and last name if you do text. 800-705-1232. When you come in for your visit, you can select one of Joel's books to take with you, maybe The Money Map or Forced to Retire or one of the other ones that fits your situation the best. One more time, 800-705-1232 is the number to call. That's all we have time for on today's program, but for Joel Johnson and everybody at Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the UConn Huskies, we bid you good day, and we'll talk with you next week, same time, same place, on Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.